It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Looking for a tasty yet easy dish to bring to your next holiday party? Consider a classic Southern cheese ball. This cheesy appetizer has been a party favorite for decades. Perry Magnus, author of Pimento Cheese the Cookbook and the Runaway Spoon blog, explains some of the reasons why.
I think cheese balls are infinitely adaptable. They're easy. They feed a big crowd. You can divide a recipe in half and make two for two parties. And who doesn't like cheese spread on crackers?
And how simple is it to make one?
One of the great things about a cheese ball is how easy it is to make. If you have a food processor, you can grate cheese on the grating blade, switch out to the regular blade, blend everything up, mold your cheese ball, roll it in nuts, wrap it in plastic wrap, and keep it in the refrigerator for up to a week.
Perry has some tasty ideas on what to put in your cheese ball.
Really, you can use any cheese. I like to use cream cheese as a binder. One favorite is blue cheese, cream cheese, a little port wine, dried cranberries, and you roll it in walnuts, and that has a nice sort of fall and winter feel. Another great one is cheddar cheese, mango chutney, and curry powder for a little sort of Indian twist.
And of course, one of Perry's favorites is made with pimento cheese.
Well, I think nothing is more Southern than pimento cheese and then the classic Southern cheese ball. So I like to add pecans and bacon, a little parsley to make it pretty. Sometimes I do it as a little pimento cheese truffles, which are in the cookbook, that you can serve with a toothpick. But you can also make it into one big pretty ball in the middle of a platter.
This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Happy Holidays!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.